Good morning. Welcome to Rockwood United Methodist Church. We have a great sunny day the Lord's blessed us with today, so let's enjoy it. For those who are here, we're welcome and we're glad to see you. We hope you enjoy the service and the fellowship. For those who are watching online, well, I hope you enjoy the worship service. And if you're able to, think about coming down one Sunday once in a while and visiting. Come on down, meet the fellow congregation, and have some fellowship. This month, our birthday and anniversary day is going to be October 27th. I always recommend that day because we get cookies, cake, and ice cream. So come on down and enjoy. Thank you.
Please stand as we sing, Be Thou My Vision. Please stand.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we gather in your name, we humbly seek your divine guidance through this worship service. Be the beacon that illuminates our path, the compass that directs our hearts, and the wisdom that guides our thoughts. May your presence be felt in every word spoken and every note sung. We trust in your infinite wisdom and pray for your guidance to lead us on the righteous path. May your light shine upon us, O Lord, as we navigate the challenges of life. Grant us the clarity of vision to see your will and the strength to follow it. In your holy name, we offer our gratitude and say, Amen.
Our next song is 381, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us.
Well, today again, as far as joys and concerns, I would just like to say it would be nice that we pray and try to find some peace in this world around us. There's too much hatred, too many wars, too many issues, too many problems. We have natural disasters with the hurricane that hit last week. Lord, let us just pray that you can assist and help and aid and guide us as best you can in any way. Does anybody else have any other prayers or concerns or joys?
Pray for Wanda.
What's wrong? How's Wanda?
Wanda, our church.
I know.
Yeah.
Is she sick?
She failed, and she's in Cleveland Shasta Prayer Flagstaff.
I haven't heard that. So yes, let us also add Wanda to our prayer list. And I don't believe in embarrassing anybody, but I do want to thank our guest today. We have a guest who's here today for the first time. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. Anybody else? We can have everybody sit, right? Everybody can sit now, I believe, right? God of grace and mercy, as we bring our gifts before you today, we remember your infinite love that welcomes everyone, especially the vulnerable and the overlooked. Just as Jesus embraced the little children, we bring our offerings, hoping to reflect our dedication to living out your kingdom values. Help us to see and meet the needs around us with open hearts and willing hands, extending your grace and compassion to all. Bless these gifts and use them to further your work in our community and beyond, so everybody may know and feel your love. Amen. Thank you.
next hymn is 620, One Bread, One Body.
Today's scripture is from Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16. People were bringing children to Jesus so that he would bless them, but the disciples scolded them. When Jesus saw this, he grew angry and said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it." Then he hugged the children, and he blessed them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, today is a special day. Today is World Communion Sunday. On this day, all over the world, Christians are receiving the Blessed Sacrament of Communion. Now, the service will be performed in a multitude of languages, and they'll use different breads, juices, or wine, and maybe some slightly differing wording by people of many different faiths. For all that makes us different from one another, we share in this sacrament that Christ gave us as a means of grace that helps us to remember who we are as the body of Christ. On this Sunday, we remember that we are connected to one another in the family of God through Jesus Christ, and that we all come to the table to share in this holy meal as but a taste of the heavenly banquet that we will share in the presence of God. Now, it's amazing to me that Christianity as a whole, and this sacrament in particular, has been around for over 2,000 years. How many other practices, policies, trends, or fads, or any other things that occur in this world have lasted that long? I mean, I know in my lifetime, many of the trends and fads and fashions and policies and practices have not survived my 70 years, nevertheless 2,000 plus. Now, it's a fact that when we humans perform a particular event, often over time, that we tend to start participating in it by habit. In the case of communion, we may recite the words of the ceremony and go through the ritual out of habit. It becomes routine, and often we do not pay real attention to what we are saying or doing. As we celebrate the sacrament of communion today, I have a request of you. Take this opportunity to truly comprehend the meaning of what we are saying. Realize just what we are confessing to as we pray for forgiveness. As the bread is broken and the juice is poured, listen to what the purpose of these actions was. Listen and comprehend what we are saying. I had my chance to do this as I was preparing for today's service, and I did find it enlightening to actually really just sit down and read the words that are involved in the sacred sacrament and the performance, the doing. You know, Holy Communion is a very deep, serious, holy, sacred, and blessed sacrament, and we should always look at it that way and understand the meaning behind it. Now, here's a question. Is communion primarily a spiritual event or a physical one? Well, I'd say it's a bit of both. But don't we lean to the spiritual side? I'd say yes. Sure, there is bread and juice. But it is the grace and remembrance that really make it communion. Our task on communion days is to experience the presence of Christ, isn't it? Yes, it is. That's why we're here. It's our task to transport ourselves onto a spiritual plane and commune with the one who set the table. We're to move beyond the mundane and enjoy the sublime, right? Well, I'm not so sure. Jesus seemed intent on making things, making faith real. He was grounded in the reality of the world in which we live. His images of the kingdom and the metaphors he used were of earth, seeds and pearls, light and darkness, sheep and coins, the stuff we live with every day. I think he sat at the table and took hold of the reality of bread and said, "This is my body. This is me. I'm here. I'm as real as bread." And every time you pick up a loaf of bread, you'll be touching me, holding me, claiming me. I'm here right now in this world with you. He wanted people grounded, not floating around on some heavenly cloud somewhere. When the disciples tried to turn the talk to the reality of the kingdom, asking about the seating arrangements and the place cards on the table, Jesus got exasperated with them. "This cup," he said, "this cup is my whole life. I'm as present as the clay it took to make this cup. I'm as alive as the bouquet of this wine, the fruit of the vine. I am that vine," he said. He was trying to get his followers to live in the world, to pay attention to what was right in front of them. It was a trait of his, issuing an invitation to pay attention. He was always pointing to the most unlikely things and the most unlikely people and asking his followers to see them, to really see them. As Mark records, people were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And a disciple spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and he blessed them. Again, that's from Mark 10 to 13 and 16. This is a Jesus that we know and love best of all. But we have to realize that this action was a radical departure from normal behavior. No one with any authority or power or standing in society in this period of history would even have time for children. It just wasn't done. And yet here is Jesus not only allowing children to be in his presence, but taking them up in his arms and blessing them. It was almost embarrassing. I'm sure that some, like the disciples themselves, were scandalized by this behavior. Jesus didn't care. What he cared about was blessing. He cared about touching and putting children on his lap because they were real people, worthy of attention and his presence. He cared about welcoming and including. He cared about making sure that everyone understood the value of those of whom he said, "Let them come." Mark says Jesus was angry and indignant. Our translation says it's a harsh word in Greek. Jesus was trying to be concrete. "You're in the way," he said to his disciples, and turned to the bouncers trying to keep the kids away. "You're in the way, not just of these kids, but of the kingdom." This was a get behind me Satan moment, one of many. The disciples were missing something fundamental. So Jesus was trying to help his hearers see something of the glory and the wonder of the kingdom. So he grabbed the nearest visual aid he could find. "Come and see," he could have said. "See through these eyes the wonder of God's creation. Come and see the needs and the opportunities to serve. Come and see how we can live out the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves." And then he gathered them up so that we could see that the best way to rid oneself of doubts and fears and suspicions and animosity is by getting outside of yourself long enough to bless a child, to talk to them, to listen to them, to experience the world through their eyes. But then he wanted to make sure we didn't miss the point here. He wanted to be sure the disciples didn't miss it and that through them, we don't miss it either. Jesus says, "To such as these belongs the kingdom of God, and let them come." When the time came for Jesus to teach, he did it in a way that the people of his time could relate to. His teachings were grounded on the reality of the world in which he lived. His teachings often used real things, physically present things, to illustrate and impress upon us the spiritual messages he was trying to teach us. Now, it is sometimes difficult for us to relate the world in which he lived in to the world and the lives we are living now, but it is possible. It just takes a little bit of work, a little bit of research maybe. May we remember this as we read our Bible and use it to try and better understand what message Jesus was trying to deliver to us in order to make us better people, true disciples of God, and better enable us to follow God's path for us in our lives. In the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah. Okay, well now we'll start the service of word and table. Christ, our Lord, invites us to his table, all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sins and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love and have not loved our neighbors. And yet we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ has died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. I just got to make sure what matches here. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth, and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 Lord God of power. Hosanna in the highest. Who comes in the name. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and spirit. On the night at which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Let us now pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now, if you would, ushers would help lead people up. Body of Christ that was shed for you.
Our last hymn is Nothing But the Blood of God, Nothing But the Blood on 362.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Go in peace, love, and care for one another in Christ's name. Go in the confidence of people who have found mercy through him, keeping the commandments and letting go of all that binds you to the ways of this world. And may God come close to you and keep you safe. May Christ Jesus reward your faithfulness 100-fold. And may the Holy Spirit be your help in time of need, both now and forevermore. Amen.